This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
That, it's not time off in fantasy football. You're taking a, a number two. You need to be on the toilet with your phone or your iPad or even your laptop if that's what you're still using at that point. And you got to be doing fantasy football research. That's why they call them the nose. At Spencer Knows on Twitter. Good job by you, Dan Day. At Spencer Knows, N-O-S-E. If you don't get your question in here, or if randomly you're on your toilet and you want to send a question to Knows, who might be on his toilet at that point, bam, you got it. It's right there.
Reminds me of an amazing movie. I don't know if, let's see how old school my friends, all of our listeners are, but all of the important decisions that are made in the are not made in the boardroom. They're made in the bathroom. Opportunity knocks, Dana Carvey.
Right, great.
And it's true. All big decisions are made in the bathroom.
That is the kind of stuff you're getting here on this show. And this is Zach of the Nose Fantasy Football Show, brought to you by our friends at Tropical Chevrolet. Find new roads at Tropical Chevrolet in Miami Shores. Quickly, let's get to a couple more text messages. One more observation I want to hit here, and then we got to get to the sniff test, which we normally do in the second segment of the show. Now we're doing it in the second segment of the show. That's how loaded we have been tonight. Our boy Vento texted back in, by the way, and said Leonard Fournette should be back and fully healthy on Sunday. Will he eventually claim the lead role in the backfield in Tampa? If not, will it be a two-headed monster backfield? Will he take a backseat to Jones for the remainder of the season? What do you think there, Tampa Bay running back situation?
I think the best case scenario is a 50-50 split for the Leonard Fournette. I think that Ronald Jones has actually looked pretty good. I think he's comfortable in that offense. And I think that Fournette has to play outrageously well in terms of basically dethroning Ronald Jones from that starting position. So he's a huge frustration for his owners, because you took Fournette at probably a spot where you're like, you know what, it's worth the risk here.
Right.
But it hasn't been worth the risk because he hasn't been able to stay on the field, and he has not been startable yet. He's not startable this week. And unless Ronald Jones gets injured, I don't foresee him fully taking over that job.
All right, someone said they got off at 6:30, so they probably missed this take already, but we did not get to it yet. They snatched up LaMichael Perine, former Florida Gator. What say you about him in that offense right now?
I would say his head coach is Adam Gase, so I do not recommend him. Now, yeah, there's nothing good about the Jets' offensive line. There's nothing good about the running back situation. If it was a dynasty league, which is a league that you keep year-over-year players, then yeah, I would say Perine's an okay play. But he will not be a person, in my opinion, that has fantasy value. But sure, why not see how he does this weekend and how he compares with touches versus Gore. But I see that being a 50-50 split on a bad team.
All right, PPR league, looks like a tight end they need here. It's Gesicki or Janu Smith. Who do you like there? Those are two pretty good options.
Listen,
right there.
Janu Smith's a star, okay? Right. Was he from FIU's finest over here? I hope I didn't blow that. I know. I didn't. Listen, he's a huge target for Tannehill in a full PPR league. I like Gesicki. I've made it very clear that I like Gesicki. I think it's a huge talent, but Janu Smith is the right play. He's probably a tight end unless you have one of those three top major guys that should be a starter week in and week out.
Second part of that question, flex PPR, looks like Jarvis Landry and N'Keal Harry.
Yeah, that's Jarvis Landry, no questions. N'Keal Harry could have a good game or he could have zero catches, but Jarvis Landry in a PPR league is as safe as it gets. He just hasn't found the end zone, and that will happen soon enough.
Someone texted in, how do we handle Andy Dalton, the Red Rifle? He might explode with all the weapons he has now in Dallas with Dak out now for the season going forward.
I firmly agree that he could be a good fantasy quarterback. There is a defense, The key to this is their defense doesn't stop anybody. So they're going to be scored upon. And if they're scored upon, they're not just going to be able to hand it off to Elliott 40 times a game. I think that he has a chance. He's going to throw your interceptions. Don't kid yourself. It's still the Red Rocket, all right? And he's only a few years older. But he'll throw interceptions. But he could have multiple games where he's 300-plus yards and a few touchdowns. The weapons on that team. This C.D. Lamb is off the charts talented, as we've seen. Amari Cooper's Amari Cooper, and Michael Gallup's pretty darn good too. So if you could pick up Andy Dalton, or you already did pick up Andy Dalton, he's a good player to, for, in my opinion, to have on your bench right now to see where it might go.
4 minutes ago, Le'Veon Bell put a picture of himself in a KC jersey, tweeted out, "Kansas City Chiefs Kingdom, thank you for the opportunity. Let's go." That already scares me as a fan of any other team but Kansas City in the NFL. A couple more texts, and we're going to get to the sniff test. Chase Claypool or Tim Patrick? How about that?
Yeah, Chase Claypool.
Okay, that was an easy one for you. Which two of these should I have on my roster? It looks like Cooks, Hurst, or is it, was that Noah Fant?
Definitely Noah Fant. I believe he's coming back this week, and he is a difference maker. In terms of Hurst or Cooks, if I'm keeping Fant, there's no need for Hurst. I would go with Brandon Cooks.
All right. Let's now listen. We're at a certain part of the season where, and we've seen it. I'm sure you've seen it in your leagues already. A little bit of a trade season. What to do? Who to get? Buy low. You know, sell high. Whatever the case may be in your league. Give me a couple guys that you would either trade for or trade away that you like. Just a couple guys. Maybe a running back, a wide receiver, and a quarterback.
All right, well, we already discussed that Justin Herbert is one of those players. If you have him, to, in my opinion, he's a wonderful sell-high candidate right now if you could fill a need and you have a better quarterback if you have one of those top-notch guys. One of the situations I'm seeing often, Zach, is Aaron Rodgers right now is a player that in many teams, he is a QB1. He looks phenomenal, but what happens if you have Kyler Murray on your team because he was your first quarterback and Aaron Rodgers stayed there forever? I would look to trade Aaron Rodgers if he is your second quarterback. And again, I've seen many teams. There are somebody out there listening who has this scenario. Trade Aaron Rodgers right now. His value couldn't be any higher. He's playing wonderfully, but the weather gets a lot colder there. And with Devontae Adams' shaky legs, I just don't see him maintaining this super, super high level of fantasy stats. So if you have Aaron Rodgers, I'd look to trade him now for a position of need. If you are an owner of Mike Davis, it's a very interesting situation for Carolina. He has been, since Christian McCaffrey went down, the number three overall running back. He's stepped in there and has been nothing short of fabulous. That being said, all that fun is over, Zach, when McCaffrey comes back. It's just over. Right. Now, of course, fantasy owners might know that. But if you are really losing right now and you can't wait for Christian McCaffrey to come back, or if you have a need at running back, maybe you take Mike Davis for a few weeks to try to just get back in the league. But if overall your team is doing well, Mike Davis is not going to be a contributor for your fantasy playoff team. So I would try to move him to a team that desperately needs to win now. Because again, in a few weeks, that fun is over. Also, a player that Hawk and Crowder.
Listen to them daily.
C.D. Yes. Lamb, currently sitting around 10th to 12th overall in all leagues, beyond being good. And we discussed it, but Dalton could be good, but he's not Dak, okay?
Right.
So you have to know that if you have a Cowboy wide receiver, in particular C.D. Lamb, and you want to trade him right now where people are going in their leagues and they see on their CBS, ESPN, or Yahoo that he's 11th overall, try to trade him for an area of need because I see the production going down, obviously, because Dak is no longer playing this year.
Right. So that's it. All right,
Those are the three players that I would recommend. Right. Aaron Rodgers, C.D. Lamb, Mike Davis. You have them on your roster, I try to move them.
Right. Get something good for them at this point. They're all hidden. All right, let's get to the sniff test real quickly. We're going to get to a couple players that pass the sniff test for week 6 of the NFL season. I want a couple quarterbacks, running backs, and wide receivers. If we don't get to fail the sniff test before this segment is over, we'll get to it in the beginning of the next one, and we'll finish everything very strong, very quickly and very strong. All right, let's get some quarterbacks' nose that pass the week 6 sniff test.
Who passes the sniff test?
All right. Danny Day on fire. I love Kirk Cousins again, Zach. He's going against Atlanta's 31st pass defense. They average giving up 335 yards in the air. That's absolutely insanity. Think about it. They give up 335 yards in the air. Kirk Cousins is playing with confidence. He's got Adam Thielen. He's got George Jefferson, as you would call him. He's got a great little stash of players over there. So Kirk Cousins should have a very big game. I also love Big Ben. He's playing beyond consistent. I'm expecting Juju to have a better game. And with the outbreak of Chase Claypool, I expect him to have a very good game against the Browns, who are 28th against the pass. And last, the gunslinger, Mr. Matthew Stafford. He's coming back after a bye week. He's been a bit disappointing. He's been about a QB 21 for most leagues. But again, coming off a bye week, he's got a star wide receiver in Kenny Galladay back, and he's going against the Jags, who give up 280 yards per game and are 29th against the pass. So I love the old gunslinger this week as well.
All right, those are the quarterbacks that passed the week 6 sniff test, Kirk Cousins, Big Ben, and Matthew Stafford. Moving on to the running back position, give me a couple running backs that passed the sniff test.
Who passes the sniff test?
You better wait for Dan Day Nose, damn you.
You're right. I disrespected him, and I apologize, DD. Jonathan Taylor, or now we're going to be calling him JT versus Cincinnati. Right. I thought he'd be hotter, but then I thought about it. This guy is a rookie, and he did need a few more games to get his legs going. Well, I want to see a breakout touchdown from him this week, and I expect one this weekend against Cincinnati, who is 30th against the run. I mean, this guy must be a fan of the show now because Jimmy Robinson, it's every week, Zach.
That's right.
I had him very close, 50-50 with the nose pick of the week. So if you're in a DFS league, I expect a monster game out of Illinois State's finest going against the Lions, who are dead last. Repeat, dead last against the run. They haven't been able to stop anybody. So I know you're starting James Robinson, but you have him, and you're going to really like what you see this week from him. And then lastly, a guy that I wanted to pick, somebody who is like, do I start him? Do I not? Well, I'm here this week to tell you that David Montgomery is a good start. I'm not the biggest fan of him, but he runs hard, and he's going against Carolina, who's letting up 133 yards per game on the ground. In the decision, do I start him or do I not start him? This week, you start David Montgomery.
All right, running backs for week 6 that passed the sniff test. JT, Jonathan Taylor, Jimmy Robinson, and David Montgomery. Give me a couple wide receivers here that you like week 6 that passed the sniff test.
Who passes the sniff test?
Knows! You did it again!
I am the radio
Dollar
amateur.
In the jar. Dollar
I'm the radio
in the jar.
Amateur, and I'm still learning. Okay.
Dan, I just got to tell you that I have Nose on video, and I saw it coming. I was screaming at him before he even did it. I love it. All right, dollar in the jar for you, Nose. Keep going.
So we've discussed, I'll run these fast because we've discussed these guys. I love Justin Jefferson. I said I expect a big touchdown of him versus Atlanta. Chase Claypool, if Deontay Johnson is out, yep, pick him up and start him. Do it. Don't expect the 4 touchdowns, but hey, maybe he'll have 80 to 100 yards and a touchdown. And I'm loving the Miami Dolphins wide receiver corner.
Wow.
DeVante Parker and Preston Williams. Start them if you got them versus the Jets secondary. They're completely checked out over there. So
right, of course they are. Right. All right, those are your wide receivers that pass the sniff test for week 6. Both Dolphin wide receivers, DeVante Parker and Preston Williams, Chase Claypool, and Justin Jefferson, a.k.a. my guy, George Jefferson. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk about the quarterbacks, running backs, and wide receivers that failed the sniff test. The tight end pick of the week is coming back, and the nose pick of the week, the award-winning segment coming up here in about 10 to 12 minutes. And any more text messages, you want to get them in here quickly, we'll get to them. 305-567-0560. That's 305-567-0560. Dan Day is the DJ tonight. That is the Nose on the other side. And I am Zach from Zach and the Nose Fantasy Football Show, brought to you by Tropical Chevrolet, where convenience for our customers is our top priority. Find new roads at Tropical Chevrolet in Miami Shores. We'll come back. We'll wrap things up right after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.